Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. Earth Month April is just around the corner, and there are many activities and events planned for all to participate in. We're pleased to introduce key players in these activities in partnership with Sustainable Bainbridge: Diane Landry from Zero Waste, Barb Trafton from the Parks Foundation, and Morgan Houck, volunteer coordinator for the Metro Parks System. Hi, guys, and thank you for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to be here.
Well, Diane, let's start with you, since you're first in 1, 2, 3
okay.
in front of me. And tell me what's going on. April's a big month.
It is. They're all of the environmental organizations have things going on this month.
Yeah.
Sustainable Bainbridge, specifically Zero Waste, is sort of carrying on from their environmental conference that just finished yesterday. We are having at the Bainbridge Arts and Crafts a month-long show of sustainably made textiles or outfits. And there's also a call for artists, which concludes on May 1st for our June refashion on the trails at Islandwood.
That's always very popular.
It is, yes.
It's a big event.
And we're rebranding this year. Instead of trashin show, we're calling it refashion trashin show because we want to really emphasize making clothes from wearable clothes from repurposed garments.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. What are some other things you've got going on this month? I know when I went to the Sustainable Bainbridge website, and I really encourage people to go to it, there are 28 events listed. I mean, a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah. We keep an Earth Month page there, going year long, because there are anytime activities also on that page. On Earth Day itself, I and Barbara Okoda of Zero Waste will be teaming up with Anne Lovejoy and presenting a program on answering all of your recycling questions and composting questions.
Yeah. Great. Okay, I want to make sure we cover a lot of territory here. Morgan Houck, volunteer coordinator for the parks. There's always a lot going on with you, so give us an overview.
Yeah, the Park District is really proud to be a part of Sustainable Bainbridge's group here, putting together all sorts of fun stuff for the whole month of April. And we're continuing our monthly work parties that are started back up. So we have four of those that are recurring every month that we're hosting for Earth Month as well, that we're out managing our parks, some of our landscaped parks like Red Pine Park. We're out removing invasives at Moritani Preserve. We have a conservation work party that focuses on invasive weed removal, and we'll be down on the north end at the Westport Madison Nature Preserve, mouthful. and then we'll also be doing some trail work. And this month, it's actually going to be at our first annual Earth Day celebration, which is going to be at Rotary Park. There's a small trail portion in the woods back there, and our trails coordinator, Sean, and our new student conservation corps leader, Ian, who I actually graduated from high school with, so go BHS, go Spartans. But he is going to be out helping Sean get his hands dirty, do some trail maintenance and some invasive species removal at our Earth Day event, which is a super kid-focused, friendly event. We'll be out for 3 hours planting wildflowers, working on our trails, and doing all sorts of fun activities. The Parks Foundation and Sustainable Bainbridge, several different groups. Diane with Zero Waste will be there doing activities for kids, and it should be an awesome 3 hours. So check that out on the Earth Month page, and it'll give you a link to our Park District website as well.
Okay, great. And I can't help but comment, you in your list of many things, you talked about Moritani Preserve, which is such a jewel.
It is. It absolutely is.
I mean,
is.
It's just like one of the really very special places on Bainbridge Island. I really encourage people to get there.
It's an amazing story. Barb and I work closely out there. The Parks Foundation is instrumental in us managing that park, and we're able to do a lot of really exciting things out there.
And Barb, thank you for coming today.
Oh, nice to be here.
And you have been the past ED for the Parks Foundation.
I was.
And now you're project director.
And now I'm projects director. I get to focus on the things I love most.
And that includes a lot of these activities.
Yes, yeah. And it allowed me to shift down my work commitment a little bit so I can spend more time out on the trails I love. So, yeah, and we are just delighted to be working with all these organizations as well. In the spring, we have Earth Month. And as you see, it's shifted from Earth Day.
Yeah.
This is the 52nd anniversary of the original Earth Day, because we have too many things to do on this island. So we make it a whole month, and that gives everybody an opportunity to engage at some level or another. So we're supporting the Park District with the Earth Day celebration, the celebration of spring at Rotary Park. Oh, great. But we also wanted to make sure there were some traditional work parties, give people a chance to go out on other days that they might be available. Weed Warriors is hosting, and we're partnering with them, a work party on Earth Day itself, which is the 22nd Friday, in the morning at Waterfront Park to remove invasive weeds and take care of that park that we've seen improved over the years. So yeah. Exciting to do that. And then we're also leading a work party on the 16th, Saturday the 16th, at the Sakai Connector Trail. We're going to look at where the goats were eating ivy, and they've made it really easy for us to go in and clip those vines. They eat the foliage, but they don't eat all the vines. So yeah. We're going to remove the ivy there and hopefully allow the native vegetation that was planted to really take hold. So that'll be fun. And and then we'll be supporting Morgan and her activities in any way we can. So it's going to be a busy, good month.
I hear the word work party a lot when I talk to people like you. I mean, you guys are, work parties are a big thing here.
They are. We have a lot of really dedicated volunteers from every organization across the island and folks really just want to get out and get their hands dirty. And we get a lot of new people coming to the island that want to learn about parks or open space that they want to be participating in. And also kind of learn the vegetation that's out in their own backyard. Maybe they just moved here from California or the East Coast. And they just have a gazillion questions about why should I remove this and why shouldn't I remove that and what should I plant and how do I deal with this? So that's really fun. And then you also get folks who you just hear all these amazing stories of talking about Moratani Preserve. Yeah. One of the neighbors there knew the original, the farmers that lived there and would go over and drink tea with them and can just tell the greatest stories when we're out planting or pulling weeds, just about the history of this place that we're all trying to take care of now. So,
and the Moratani project, is that a monthly?
It is. It's one of our recurring ones we like to get folks. There's a lot of work to do out there, so we're out there every single month.
Yeah.
The third Thursday, if I'm remembering correctly. Okay. So we put signs out, so if you're a walker out there, you'll see the signs before it's time to head
out. Good.
Yeah.
Diane, zero waste. It's kind of a moving target sometimes. I mean, in the sense that things are kind of changing and we're learning more about how to be able to recycle and what things to recycle and so forth. Will there be an opportunity this month to kind of really poke into that for people to learn more?
Yes, and what we'd really like to emphasize is thinking reuse instead of recycling. And I know that people like to avoid, which is great, putting things in the trash and sending them off to be made into something new, which is recycling. But we like to look further than that and just encourage people to reuse. We have a tableware lending library that's popular, especially around the wedding season. So, instead of having tableware that you have to trash or bemoan that you can't put paper cups in recycling, then that's a good thing to do. Yeah.
Oh, and that's available to people here.
To any group or private party on the island, yes. Yeah. And it's free to use.
And they can access that through you on the website.
Yeah, through emailing Zero Waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Well, are there some other kind of key things we need to touch base on? I mean, Earth Day is coming up here in a couple of weeks. As you were talking about Earth Day, Barb, a little while ago, I was remembering my first Earth Day celebration. I was a young landscape architect on the Black Hills National Forest, and it was kind of like some of the old foresters were sort of looking around, like, what's Earth Day? We're out there cutting trees down. But it was really kind of a really great thing to be able to celebrate. And I was trying to think of the name of the guy, Dennis Hayes or something. Was that he kind of the original person that promoted that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are actually a couple different people who've sort of...
I think Gaylord Nelson.
Some credit. So it's hard to know, but it's Earth Day for everybody.
Absolutely.
And, I really enjoyed the environmental conference yesterday and that Diane and Naomi Spinnick were very instrumental in making happen. And I learned so much about just clothing and the clothing industry. And, you know, we all have an impact in our everyday activities. And so it's nice to think about it. And some of the activities on the website are about are educational opportunities. So it would be worth go to the website and really spend some time reading and looking at the opportunities, because I think part of what we need to do during Earth Month is learn more about how to live a little bit differently. And little steps can go a long way if we all participate.
Yeah.
So
there's an Earth Month calendar link. So every day of Earth Month, especially if you have children, it's a good link to go to and see what thing you can do every day. And like Barb mentioned, there's a lot of educational component to that calendar. And I'd also like to say that yesterday at the environmental conference, every year an environmental award is presented. This is the 18th conference, and Barb Trafton was the recipient of that award yesterday, and I learned a lot of things about you from Janet Knox, who presented the award, and how you've been so involved in all of the park development on the island. So thank you, Barb.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Barb.
Feel honored. Barb's
turning a little red.
I am. I'm blushing a little bit here.
Well, we've just got a minute or so to wrap up, so let me go to each of you, and each of you tell us, the listeners, one of the key things you want to make sure people know about during this month.
I'll start.
Okay.
I'll start and say work party. You asked about work party.
Yeah.
I think they really are parties. I have so much more fun out working in a work party with a lot of people than I do in my own garden. I like working in my own garden, but I love going to work parties because they are fun.
Yeah, and I'll just re-highlight our new Earth Day event at Rotary Park. We're really excited about it. Been putting a lot of effort into it, and all the great promotional materials are just about to go out, so keep an eye out for that, and bring your little kiddos. We'll have lots of fun activities, and most of the folks who are participating in our Earth Month discussions every month and are on the calendar from Bloedel and the Kids Museum and Kids at Master Gardeners, a lot of really exciting organizations are going to be there. So a shout out to all of them.
Well, carrying on the youth component, just and to reiterate, we encourage students to enter our trash and our refashion show with their creations too. But also I think we should mention, because you've talked about the work parties and what we can do individually, that Land Trust is offering free disposal of invasive weeds from your own home for 2 weekends or 2 Sundays, the last 2 Sundays of April. So,
okay. So that happens during the month of April.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be at the transfer station?
Yes.
Yeah. They do that every year, right?
I think
we take
try
advantage
to,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's been about 4 years, 5 years now running. And one more thing. Morgan, talk about Student Conservation Corps. This is a program that the Parks Foundation helps support.
I will,
And don't want to miss it. If you want to turn the work party into a summer job for you teens, pay attention.
That's true. Yeah, if you look 15 to 18, I track you down right about now, because we have our – well, I mentioned this last time I was chatting here, but we have a Student Conservation Corps program. It's a paid opportunity for youth 15 to 18 to help us pull weeds in parks and learn about invasive species and – you know, all sorts of things around environmental conservation and what it means to have a job in that.
Yeah.
And our second application work party is coming up at Sakai Park this Sunday, April 3rd, and the next one is April 16th. And you can find information about that on our Earth Day or Earth Month website on Sustainable Blue Bainbridge, or you can go directly to the Park District website. It's a really fun opportunity to get to work with me and Ian, who I mentioned before, and really have a huge impact in island parks over the summer. It's pretty incredible what... A group of 18 teenagers can get done with a few clippers and some weed wrenches. So
you actually have to do a work party before you.
Yep, just to see, make sure that you know what you're getting into, and we can get a chance to meet you face to face, and then we'll have an extra application.
You can make a few bucks during the summer.
It's not bad. It's like almost $16 an hour. So.
Oh wow! Yeah.
I'm at stalls for like three.
And good for that college application.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Very good for the college app.
Well, Diane, Barb, and Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today on
Thank
What's
you for
Up
having
Bainbridge.
Us. Yeah,
thank
so
you,
much.
Bob.
And I want to encourage everybody to go to the Sustainable Bainbridge website, and you can find out all about the things we were talking about today.
Happy Earth Month.
Thank you for listening to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.